Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying about the life and letters of Peter. And after Jesus had healed Peter's mother-in-law, in Mark chapter 1, verses 32 through 34, we read, "And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were sick, and to them that were possessed with demons. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick with divers diseases, and cast out many demons, and he suffered not the demons to speak, because they knew him. This was the Sabbath. But at sundown the day ended, and hence after sunset they could bear burdens, and go at their general work. So after sunset on this day, all the city," well, that'd be comparatively speaking, "was gathered at the door of the house where Jesus was, having brought unto him all that were sick and them that were possessed with demons." They may have come after sunset too, because it was cool, for what they had seen and heard, they believed. He could heal them all. He healed many that were sick with divers diseases, not that he left any unhealed, but there were many, and he healed them all, and cast out many demons with a word. But as before stated, he suffered not the demons to speak, because they knew him and his power. This was a fulfillment of the prophecies of Isaiah, where it says, "He took our infirmities and bare our diseases." Now that ends the first lesson in the second quarter on the life and letters of Peter. And on the following page, we have Peter's lesson in trust. And this is from Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. We'll be getting to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by The Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Before I begin the Sunday school lesson on Peter's lesson in trust, I want to read a couple of the selected poems and rhymes that were at the end of the last lesson. And this one is called "Get Somebody Else." The Lord had a job for me, but I had so much to do. I said, "You get somebody else, or wait till I get through." I don't know how the Lord came out. No doubt he got along. But I felt kind of sneaking like. I knew I'd done God wrong. One day I needed the Lord. Needed him right away. But he never answered me at all. And I could just hear him say down in my cussing heart, "Child, I've got too much to do. You get somebody else or wait till I get through." Now when the Lord has a job for me, I'll never try to shirk. I'll drop what I have on hand and do the Lord's good work. And my affairs can run along or wait till I get through. Nobody else can do the work that God has marked for you. Now here's the second selected. "He holds the key to all unknown, and I am glad if other hands should hold the key. Or if he trusted me, I might be sad. I cannot read his future plans, but this I know. I have the smiling of his face, and all the refuge of his grace while here below. Enough. This covers all my needs, and so I rest. For what I cannot see, he can. And in his love I'll ever be forever blessed." Now let's get to our Sunday school lesson. It's a Sunday school lesson prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 10th, 1927. Peter's lesson in trust. The text is Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. And straightway he constrained the disciples to enter into the boat, and to go before him to the other side, till he should send the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was there alone. But the boat was now in the midst of the sea, distressed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee upon the waters." And he said, "Come." And Peter went down from the boat and walked upon the waters to come to Jesus. For when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and took hold of him and saith unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were gone up into the boat, the wind ceased. And they that were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." The golden text for the Sunday school lesson is Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27. "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." The devotional reading is the 91st Psalm. Let me read that to you now. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover thee with His pinions, and under His wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, for thou, O Jehovah, art my refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy tent. For He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lions and the serpents thou shalt tremble underfoot, because He hath set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now it is also suggested in this Sunday school lesson that the teacher read Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56. "And straightway he constrained his disciples to enter into the boat, and to go before him unto the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself sendeth the multitude away. And after he had taken leave of them, he departed into the mountain to pray. And when the evening was come, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land, and seeing them distressed and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them, about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking on the sea, and he would have passed by them. But they, when they saw him walking on the sea, supposed that it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But he straightway spake with them, and saith unto them, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And he went up unto them in the boat, and the wind ceased, And they were sore amazed in themselves, for they understood not concerning the loaves, but their heart was hardened. And when he'd crossed over to the other side, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and moored to the shore. And when they were come out of the boat, straightway the people knew him, and ran about in the whole region, and began to carry about their beds and those that were sick, when they heard who he was. And wheresoever he entered into the villages, or into the cities, or into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and besought him that they might touch him, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Now that was Mark's account of the lesson that we're taking from Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. Here's some helps and hints for the teacher. The fact of this lesson occurred during the night following the day on which Jesus fed the 5,000. The many who had witnessed this miracle of feeding the 5,000 were convinced by it that he was that prophet that should come into the world, worked up to a high degree of enthusiasm over Jesus as the Messiah. They were ready to crown him, proclaim him king, raise his standard, and take the country for him, which means, of course, they intended to fight with carnal weapons to establish his kingdom. John 6 and verse 15 says, Jesus therefore, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain himself alone. Probably the apostles joined in this effort to make him an earthly political king, but because they, with the people at this time, greatly misunderstood the nature of his kingdom, there were 5,000 men present ready to do this, besides the thousands who had joined them in their onward march. To escape this effort, Jesus and his disciples over the sea dismissed the multitudes and retired alone to a mountain to pray. It should not be difficult for us to see here, as in many other places, the difference and antagonism between earthly political governments and their warlike spirit and the spiritual kingdom of Christ, filled with the spirit of love and peace. Now, in the explanatory notes, we read about Jesus when he sent the multitudes away, and then the disciples away. Looking at verse 22 of Matthew chapter 14. Immediately after feeding the multitudes in their effort to proclaim him king, Jesus constrained the disciples to return to the other side of the sea. They were loath to leave him there in a deserted place at night, hence he had to constrain them, urge them by way of command to go. He desired to be alone. He started in the morning for the desert, for retirement and prayer. But the multitude who followed had interfered with that purpose. To enter the boat, the one which they'd crossed over that morning, it was not a very large one, for it could be propelled with oars. Before going to the other side of the sea, Jesus intended to go later. John 6 and verse 17 says, toward Capernaum. And Mark 6 and verse 45 says, and to go before him into the other side of Bethsaida. Capernaum and Bethsaida were on the other side of the sea from him at that time. This Bethsaida, then, was not the one near which he had on that day fed the multitude. The latter Bethsaida was on the northeastern shore, just east of where the Jordan flows into the sea. The other was near Capernaum, or a suburb to it, so they could go to the other side unto Bethsaida and toward Capernaum, the land at Bethsaida, and go into Capernaum. Jesus had a double purpose in sending the disciples away. He desired to be alone and to show them their weakness and dependence on him. He dismissed the apostles. He sent the multitudes of the way. And the last verse says that those remained there near somewhere through the night.